Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Chapter 3, verse 8. He said, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of the Anointed One, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, the working together in this plan of God, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent, for this purpose." We're talking purpose. Everything we talked about to now is to this intent. Mm-hmm. To the intent that now. Now.
Now.
Unto the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. That kingdom up there, he's the prince of the power of the air. To the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in the heavenlies, might be known. Actually, they have "by" in the King James. It is the Greek word "through." Might be known through the ecclesia, the manifold wisdom of God, the infinitely diversified wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He had an eternal purpose. In the book, if you'll find this referred to in Macmillan's book. He says it is a purpose of the ages. It's the eternal purpose. It was the purpose from beginning. It was the purpose from Genesis 1:1. Through all the ages, there's been a purpose that there's going to be a group that he's going to indwell. He's going to be the head. We're going to be the body. And we're going to demonstrate to them the power of God. It's not just to keep you safe. It's that when you keep him from sending a shooter down to your school, the power of God was demonstrated to him. He can't get through to you. And that's the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Read Macmillan.
Yeah.
He speaks of it. It is called, and sometimes translated, the purpose of the ages.
Yes. Yes.
It was his purpose in Genesis 1-2. His purpose in all the Old Testament, though it was a hidden mystery.
Yeah.
It was a hidden mystery, and the prophets prophesied about it, but it was hidden. It was hidden in God. New Testament says, hidden in God, hidden in God. There's going to be a people. His creation. That is going to demonstrate to them his wisdom, his power. That's why it's, just a minute here, it's so low to argue over what sin you can get by and stay saved. It's so low. Grace got you into this. But it's not, it's bigger than you. It's for you. It's for your children. It's for everybody. But the main purpose is glory to God. And he gets to say, Satan, you tried, you tempted Adam. You said, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? And I didn't tell you. Because way back, before you even rebelled, before the Katabole, I had them in mind. I chose them before the foundation of the world, and I've equipped them with every Holy Ghost Spirit blessing there is. And they've got the power and the authority. And that's his eternal purpose.
Yes. Brother Hagin, I was listening to him yesterday, and he said that the power, the anointing, and the Holy Spirit are all the same. Mm-hmm. So that power, that's the Holy Spirit. Yes. Mm-hmm. So as you grow, as that abiding in that place in him, that's what he's talking about. Christ in you. Yes. Through the avenue, which is the Holy Spirit, the anointing, Christ, the anointing is a power.
The power and the authority.
Yes.
He gave it to us. And we are designed and purposed.
Amen.
He begins off by saying, believers are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all powers and principalities of darkness. No demon can deter the believer who is seated with Christ, far above all the works of the enemy. Our seating and reigning with Christ in heavenly places is a position of authority, honor, and triumph, not failure, depression, and defeat. With the Father. Yeah, now that you're quoting the verse which says the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. His inheritance. Not mine. His. So we're his inheritance. And there's a glory in us. And he's going to get his inheritance. And he's going to get his glory when we rule and reign over them. And manifest his manifold wisdom to them.
Amen.
And see, sometimes we get criticized because we think too highly of ourselves. It's just for him. And it's only because he said to do it. You do it from a humble place. It humbles you. I mean, it's not you. It's not Leslie's flesh. It's not Leslie's personality. It's him dwelling her. And here's what he said she would. He wants you to do, Leslie. He wants you to manifest his wisdom. That's his eternal purpose. That means it doesn't have a beginning and an ending. It never changes. Now, let us pray. So, when he explained this to them, like we went through already, he said, I explained this to you, and you're a church that walks in faith and love. So really, to operate in this, it belongs to everybody, but you should keep yourself in faith and love. See to it that you're walking in faith and love. Yes. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in the Anointed One when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And us have you quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We do thank you, Lord. We praise you that these things are true. That you gave him to be head over all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you quickened him and raised him above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Put everything under his feet and gave him to be head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, and that would be us. And when you quickened him, you quickened me. And when you raised him, you raised me. And when you seated him, you seated me in him. Therefore, at your right hand, in my place that Jesus has prepared for me, in my place at the right hand of God, hallelujah, in your very presence. We praise you for that, the good things you've given us, and we turn now to the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. It is written in Colossians that he has translated me, Billy Brim, out of your authority. You don't have authority over me. I have authority over you. I plead the blood over against you and over my family, my four children, their mates, their children, my grandchildren, their mates, my great-grandchildren. I put them under the blood. And the good works you called and ordained that we should walk in, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Big Dollar Bell, Glorious Church Fellowship, all of its arms, you're not operating. We're operating. You stay off the roads as we go back to town. You don't have anything to do with it. Don't you touch my money. Don't you touch my houses, lands, cars, vehicles. And you cannot touch our partners.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 29th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference at our home church in a Glorious Church Fellowship. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 29th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. For more information about the Tulsa Area Authority Conference, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.